It's Lakers 6, Cass City 2. Siegfried in trouble at midcourt, and he went over and back as he lost his handle on the dribble and dribbled into the backcourt. That is the first turnover for Lakers this quarter.
Yes, all 3 points were over the 10-second line, and when the ball went back, there was nothing they could do.
Inbound to number 2, Bryce Fernald. He's a sophomore. Over to the left wing to Kendall Anthons. He's a junior. Tries to dribble through a double team, and we have a push. And this will be against the Lakers. The number 2, Mason Pasek. That's his first, team's first. Three-man reffing crew here, and that official on the far side. Very strong and authoritative whistle so far. 4:30 left in the first quarter. 6-2, Lakers leading. Cassidy on offense, though, feeds it down a left block, and this one was too tall for too tall Jones and goes out of bounds.
Well, the officials are saying that it was tipped.
It was tipped.
And it should be Cassidy ball.
Okay. So it's Cassidy ball, far right side of your radio, underneath their own hoop. Trailing by 4 points, 6-2, 4:25 left, and it's right to Cuthrell for 3 in the corner, and he nails it. It's a 1-point ball game, 6-5, Lakers lead cut down to 1. Garrett Bowles dribbling to the left wing to Siegfried against Stern. Dribbles to the top of the key. Over to the left wing to Bowles. Goes down against Anthus. Down the left side of the lane. Off the glass. In for 2. And Bowles has his first points. And it's a 3-point lead for the Lakers. Going down, Carson Binner tried to go for the sweep. But instead it ended in a mug. And he fouls Sandon Cuthrell. And this will be Cassidy ball on the side. First foul going against Carson Binner. Lakers second.
Don't put your head down. The Hawks, they get that ball down the floor really fast.
Substitution for the Lakers. Number 4, Mason Dubes. Number 14, Mason Williams. And number 42, Hunter Keim, replacing Sheridan Bowles and Carson Binder. Cassidy with the ball at midcourt. Over to the right wing, deep into the corner to Kendall Anthus. Now Bryce Fernald dribbles in, kicks it onto Anthus for the 3 in the left wing, or left corner, right corner. No good. Offensive rebound, though, for Cassidy. Keeps possession alive. That's the first offensive glass. Cuthrell over to the right wing to Fernald for 3. That's 2 days shipped by Amazon. Out of bounds, and looks like it's going to remain Cassidy ball. 3:31 left in the first. 8-5, Lakers still leading by 3. Cassidy on offense.
I think we got an email on that one about 2 days ago.
Into the left corner, Cuthrell pops another 3. This one's in and out, no good. Rebound Pasek, and he's down to the rebound with dribbling. Here comes Lakers, leading by 3. Over to Mason Williams. Dribbling now, pick kicks into Pasek. The high post turns and shoots. This one's in for 2. Nice touch for Mason Pasek. He has 4. And now Lakers leads by 5 points, 10-5, with 3:09 left in the first quarter. Over to the right wing, Cuthrell takes the 3. This one's short again. Offensive rebound put back in and count it for Luke Stern. And he goes to the free throw line for the old-fashioned 3-point play. This will be the third team foul against Lakers, and the first, excuse me, they have not put it on the board yet. That's actually against Mason Williams. That's his first. Wasting no time to get in the boards. The book's there. Substitution for Cassidy, number 4, Hayden Horn, a junior, comes in. He replaces Kendall Anthus. And the old-fashioned 3-point play is complete. Luke Stern hits the free throw, and it's now a 2-point ball game. 8-10, Lakers leading by 2. They're on offense. 2:55 left in the first quarter. Top of the key, that would be Mason Dubes dribbling. Over to Williams, right wing. Going against, that would be Colin Rubel. Into the corner. Struggling there. Over to Pasek, right wing. Kicks it down to Hunter Keim, and it goes over the top. Would be number 22, Zach Beecher, and he's going to be called for the foul with the block and push, whatever you like to call it. Second team foul for Cass City. First against Beecher. Siegfried will inbound for the Lakers underneath their own hoop. Into Pasek in the short right corner. Dribbles right into the lane. The hook shot's up, and it falls for 2. Mason Pasek, the leading scorer for the Lakers. He has 6, back out to a 4-point lead for the green and white. Lakers coming out with the full court press. Cuthrell breaks the press into the lane. Off balance. It could have been a travel, but it's an air ball and rebound brought in by Siegfried. Siegfried going coast to coast, and he lost the handle on it, but looks like it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Luke Stern. He got his hand in on that. And it'll be Laker ball, left side of your radio.
On the fast break, both teams really have to go ahead and determine who is ahead. Get that ball up to them and put them in a position where they can score.
12-8, Lakers leading by 4. Pasek over to Hunter Keim for the short corner jump shot on the baseline, and he nails it. Smooth-looking shot from Hunter Keim. Brandt extends the lead out to the largest, 6 points, 14-8. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. To the right corner, direct short corner, Luke Stern goes down the baseline, no good. Rebound, though, by Beecher, that one's no good, and the ball is still loose. And it looks like we're going to send the Cass City player to the free throw line shooting two. That would be number five, Luke Stern. Foul goes against number 42, Hunter Keim, his first for Lakers, team's fourth. 1:51 left in the first quarter. 14-8, Lakers by six, but Luke Stern trying to cut down that lead. He was already 1-for-1 from the free throw line, and he's now 1-for-2.
Kind of a flat shot, no arc.
Not the prettiest of shots. Yeah. Carson Binder and Anthony Sheridan check back in for the Lakers, replace Siegfried and Pasek. So out there for Cass City right now. We have number 11, Kyle Grubel at the right block, waiting to rebound. At the free throw line, Luke Stern, number 5. Sandon Cathrell.
That was better.
That was a made free throw. Number 22, Zach Beecher. And the fifth player out there would be number 4, Hayden Hoare. 14-9, Lakers now by 5 as Stern goes 1-for-2 on that trip. The 3 is no good. Rebound, Hayden Hoare. And here comes Cass City. In the corner for 3 from Rubel is no good. Offensive rebound for Beecher. And he throws it out of bounds. And this will be the second turnover for the Redhawks. 14-9 now. Lakers still leading by 5, facing a full court pressure from Cass City. Right into Dubes' hands. Breaks the press, dribbles right into the lane to Hunter Keim, the short corner. One dribble, and then he gets it lost by Hayden Hoare. And he's on the floor, and looks like we're going to have a foul. Could have been a jump ball, but it'll be a foul against the Lakers. Foul goes against number 42, Hunter Keim. That's his second. Team's fifth. 1:14 left in the first. Cass City gets the ball 88 feet from their own hoop. Trailing Lakers 9-14.
You don't normally see the Lakers press as much as they're doing right now, and this is working for them.
Coach Wisner stopped by today, as I said, and he actually kind of tipped me off that they've been working on some press all week. And so far, so good for the green and white. Into the corner, Sandon Cathrell, 1 minute left in the first quarter, 14-9 Lakers. Hayden Hoare at the left elbow, over to the left corner, dribbles in, down the baseline, that'd be number 5, Luke Stern, off the mark, and rebound Anthony Sheridan, that is his fifth rebound of the evening. Oh, and Carson Binder, but it's stolen away by Cathrell, on the fast break, he's up, and he's fouled. The shot is no good, but if you go to the free throw line for 2 shots, this will be the 16th foul for the Lakers. And it will be second against Carson Binder. So a little early foul trouble for Keim and Binder for Lakers with 44 seconds still left in the first quarter as Cathrell's first free throw is good. He now has 4 points and is down to a 2-possession game, 14-10. Beecher sits down.
Binder was making sure that ball was not going to be going into the hoop. So Sandon's going to have to earn it the hard way, and he hits the first one.
Beecher sits down, Schenk returns. He's started this game. And the second free throw for Cathrell is good. He has 5, and it's a 3-point game. 1 possession. Dube gets the inbound. The zone trap coming from Cass City, but Lakers breaks it. Williams at the right wing, now to Keim at the free throw line. The jump shot's off the mark. Rebound brought in by Williams, keeps the possession alive. Dubes into the corner to Williams for 3. This one's short. Rebound put back from Dubes is no good. And he gets his own offensive board down to Keim in the left block to the opposite block to Sheridan. And we have a whistle, and this is going to be going the other way.
I don't know what this is on.
They're going to call it against Anthony Sheridan. That's his first, team seventh. And we've walked the length of the court now for 1-1, as that's the 7th team foul for the Lakers. 18 and a half seconds left in the first quarter, and the Cass City's already shooting bonus free throws. At the free throw line, shooting 1-1, Luke Stern, number 5. He's 2-for-3 from the free throw line. Substitution, Sandon Cathrell is going to quick breather to end this first quarter. He's replaced by number 2, Bryce Fernald. 14-11, Lakers by 3 points. Luke Stern at the free throw line. It's up. This one's too much. Rebound still loose. Brought in by Carson Binder for the Lakers. 14 seconds left. Dubes dribbles down the left side, and he is fouled.